There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
Hi, I'm Tony Hendra, and this is the Final Edition Radio Hour. We have a magnificently opaque podcast this week for all you hundreds of thousands of listeners. It comes in part of having watched Man in the Moon again after almost 20 years and asking ourselves, why do we have to be relentlessly funny when Andy Kaufman, a comedy megastar, a comedy legend, a comedy exemplar for all who followed him, wasn't remotely funny? I mean, it's a good question. Isn't it better to be relentlessly obscure and obtuse and obfuscatory and other fine ob words and become total legends? Why not baffle our listeners and tell them it's sheer fucking genius? As Saturday Night Live legend Michael O'Donoghue once said, making people laugh is the lowest form of humor. So stay tuned for some of the best comedy you've ever heard, even if you have no idea what it's about or why it was ever recorded. It's all here to infuriate and confuse you and totally act as a weapon of mass distraction from real life on the Final Edition Radio Hour.
And now, the NRA's top 10 reasons for why a teenager should own an AR-15.
You can trick it out with Hello Kitty holsters and Pokemon bump stocks.
It's so light and easy to shoot, a toddler could use one.
Because your recent growth spurt didn't apply to your penis?
It's a great way to stand up to your mom's new boyfriend.
Because Principal Heiselberg is a bitch.
Because there's no quicker way to murder your entire homeroom class, hypothetically speaking.
It's the best way to convince your English teacher not to fail you.
Because screw detention.
Because nobody pays attention to you, and they all need to die.
And now, the NRA's number one reason for why a teenager should own an AR-15.
Because it's fun.
Hi, I'm Warren Beatty, and the Oscar for Best Picture goes to... The Shape of Water! The Shape of Water wins!
The Shape of Water has 13 Academy Award nominations this year and 4 wins tonight, including Best Director for Guillermo del Toro.
Thank you very much. I am proud to win the Academy Award for a film about a mute woman having sex with a fishman. Growing up as a kid in Mexico, I was enamored with the films of Douglas Sirk, Frank Capra, and my pet goldfish, Chito. I imagine what their films would look like if they were about sea life getting it on with humans. The Shape of Water would not be possible without my wonderful team. We had the finest visual effects artists bring to life a creature that was believable, sympathetic, and highly fuckable. Have you seen him? Sexy! Oh, I'm hard just thinking of that tight supple green ass and what I would do if I was a janitor lady. Ooh! Magical realism in my pants. Oh, yes. This film is about opening a door. Not a metaphorical door. Rather, I am talking about the smooth walls of the flesh man's groin area folding back to unleash a massive, scaly fish penis. Oh, yeah. The studio made me remove that scene, but I still got the dailies. Imparting, though. It is possible to use genre fantasy to address the real issues in the world, like how it is finally acceptable for a human to fornicate with a fish. We did it! Hashtag time's up! Anything is possible, except for casting a Latina actress to actually portray a Latina character. Thank you very much! Thank you!
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Hi, I'm Tim Cook, CEO of Apple.
Well, my son, I'm not supposed to know who you are, but wow!
I'm a Baptist by upbringing, but I need to confess, and we don't have an app for that.
If you did, I'd be out of business! Well, me son, Tim, what is it you wish to confess?
People are saying smartphone usage is addictive, assaulting their cognition, psyche, and well-being. Children are being raised by algorithms, not by their parents, and so on. It's like an avalanche of bad news, and I'm beginning to think they're right. We're nothing but street corner pushers. We don't manufacture the junk, but we're where people get hooked. Thanks to Google and Facebook and Instagram, our billions of customers are just little data mines. They steal precious secrets from every second of the day. Every algorithm they use is on our platform. That's got to be a great sin.
It's good, Tim, to admit your sin. But what's this algorithm stuff? Can I buy some of that?
Algorithm, Father. An algorithm performs data processing and automated reasoning tasks.
Ah, but how does the alcohol get into the phone?
Algorithm, Father. The alcohol part is in your mind.
Yes, there's quite a bit of it in there.
I give up.
Don't give up, my son. The good Lord loves you.
Really?
Yes, like I tell the fellas who diddle little boys. Just don't do it again, and the good Lord will be there for you.
That's... terrible about the... But Father, that gives me great hope.
Hope is good, but soap is better.
Soap?
Yes, my son. You must scrub away all that nasty, greedy, lying, grasping, hypocritical filth in your soul.
I will, Father. Yes, I'll have evil surgically removed from our corporate DNA. I'll drop the tempting bite in the Apple logo, which comes from the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the Bible. No more bad apple. We rebrand as good apple. Then a non-addictive iPhone. Warning labels, boring graphics. You can only toggle between beige and gray. Every 60 seconds, a big nurse voice saying, "Turn me off." No Candy Crush, no selfie apps, above all, no mind-enslaving blue light hypno rays.
That's all fine, Tim, but you got to come clean. Confess your sins to those you sinned against.
I can't. That's billions of people.
Well, it's like I tell the pervo fellas. I can't give you absolution till you go public. And if you don't, I must.
It's out of the question. Apple will be wiped out. I'll only be a millionaire.
Well, you can always say it was the algorithm stuff that made you do it.
Algorithm. Algorithm.
And go fuck yourself, Tim. Just stop making the damn things.
Iowa gives gun permits to people who are legally or completely blind. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Next on America's Top Wanted, Mr. Magoo. The
only way to stop a blind guy with a gun is like two deaf guys?
I'd be lost without my seeing eye gun.
He didn't commit a mass shooting. He was trying to send a message in Braille.
Well, at least they're easy to run away from.
Hey, you know what? Those guys that shoot up high schools miss a lot of people, too.
If Helen Keller had a gun, she'd be alive today.
If only she was a man, she'd be Helen Feller.
You'll shoot your eye out! Oh, never mind.
I think we're really gonna regret it, because hindsight is 20/20.
I mean, they have the right to have guns. Let's give them the right to drive cars.
Judge beauty pageants.
Nice. Look at art. I'm a reformer. I think they should be shooting paintings.
It's not rape when a blind person does it. They don't know.
Good afternoon, fellas. Welcome to Shade Jerome. You guys here for our world-famous brunch?
You know it. So bring on the mimosas.
Ooh, sorry. We don't actually have any mimosas.
Really? That's weird. I've never been to a brunch place without mimosas. Well, that's okay. I'll have a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, I should have been clear. We don't serve alcohol here. We don't have a liquor license.
Wait. You don't have any alcohol? Not even beer?
Nope.
Whiskey?
No.
Sake?
No.
Canned wine?
Nope. There's no alcohol.
Oh, wait. What about Angostura bitters?
That's still alcohol.
Hydrogen peroxide.
That's toxic. Look, how about I get you guys a cup of coffee?
Yes, great, perfect. Two Irish coffees, please.
No, they'll just be regular coffees.
I don't understand. You guys are a brunch place, right?
Yes, we are a brunch place. We just don't serve alcohol. I'm gonna get you both some water for now.
Perfect. Two vodka waters.
Stop it.
That's fair.
Look, here's some menus. I'll come back.
I don't know, this is really weird. I've never had brunch without alcohol before. I'm actually pretty self-conscious about being sober in public in sunlight.
Oh, don't worry about it, man. Let's just order food. We can get drunk at home, I guess.
Wait, I'm confused again. Where's the waiter?
Here you go, two waters. Now, what can I get you guys?
So, I think you brought us the wrong menus. Everything on here is breakfast food.
Yeah, it's our brunch menu.
It's almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Why would I want to eat pancakes?
Have you never had brunch before?
Yeah, sure I have, all the time. But I'm usually two pitchers of Bellinis deep by this point.
Yeah, you're saying brunch is just breakfast in the afternoon? That's so lazy. If I knew we'd be eating French toast, that'd have come like 3 hours ago.
I don't know what to do with this information. Are either of you going to order anything?
I guess. Just give us a few minutes.
Gladly.
I don't think I like this. And why is everything so expensive?
Seriously, I could buy a live chicken for the price of this omelet. And what the hell is avocado toast?
I think that's where they mash up an avocado and spread it on a piece of bread.
Seriously? Why is it $12?
I don't know. It says they sprinkle bee pollen on it.
What is bee pollen?
I don't know. I'm usually blind by now. I normally just order by pointing to whatever the fifth thing on the menu is. Five's my lucky number.
Okay, I'm back. Are you both ready?
Please. Just tell us, why are all these other people here? They're eating expensive breakfast food for lunch without any booze?
You really don't know. Everyone else in this restaurant had sex last night.
What?
Yeah, then they woke up and had sex again this morning. And then when it was too hot to stay in bed, they got up and came here for breakfast.
How did we never notice that?
Well, you're clearly alcoholics.
No, you know what? I won't stand for it. You're all a bunch of degenerates. Well, no, you all seem to be in loving relationships. That's cool. But this is still unacceptable. Golf is on TV. It's 84 degrees outside. Eat a fucking burger.
Ooh, you know what? We should go to McDonald's.
Ooh, good call. They serve breakfast all day now. I'm getting a McMuffin.
Jeez, those guys were terrible. They're right, though. Brunch sucks without booze. In fact, I quit. Come on, everyone in this restaurant. Let's leave this horrible place and go find some Micheladas.
Salutations, my didactic friend.
Sup?
As a well-informed high school student, I would like to educate you on the core issues of the law surrounding gun control. Although the White House in recent days has come around to bipartisan proposals to slightly improve background checks, the compromises amount to fairly small changes to America's weak gun laws, as seen in Section 790.06, Paragraph 2A.
Huh?
In the event that the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services receives criminal history information, a gun, otherwise known as a firearm, should be banned from all parties wishing to obtain said weapon.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Sir, we like to make it extremely hard for you to obtain a gun.
Don't take away my guns! No! Why? Man, I'm so pissed! Come on!
Sir, stop acting like an adult.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is at IHOP today to investigate a little-known gastronomic miracle, maple syrup. To help me today are two young ladies who love maple syrup, June and Jane.
Hi!
June and Jane are dressed in furry woolen items against the freezing weather, which, ironically, makes them look very hot.
Sexist. Pug.
June, Jane,
We all love a stack of pancakes from IHOP slathered with maple syrup. But where does maple syrup come from?
China, McDonald's, bottles?
Nope.
Bees, corn, maple syrup wells?
Nice try, but nope again. Maple syrup comes from maple trees. Maple syrup is the blood of trees.
Ew!
Maple blood is called sap. Every spring, men go out in the woods and drill holes in maple trees.
Sick. That tree is screaming right now.
Then they hammer a wooden tap into each hole to catch the sap.
They say that's what it's for. Perverts.
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
I'm tapping sap. I'm a sap tapper.
Liar. You fuck trees.
I've been tapping sap for 52 years. Sap tapping is crap. All it does is drip. And you don't get no respect.
No means no, you prick. I bet it's underage.
Givens! They don't want to be sap tappers. I'm dying out.
Good. Who needs you? Die soon.
Yes, young people are turning their backs on the ancient craft of tapping sap. For generations, the children of sap tappers tapped sap. Now, they're heading for the cities, looking for careers as hedge fund managers, high-end restaurateurs, and gigolos. And that's a problem. Thanks to global warming, maples are producing more sap than ever before. But if that sap isn't tapped, this happens.
Oh my god, that skeevy old pervert got the tree pregnant.
Look at that baby bump. It's getting, like, huge.
And if emergency sap tappers can't be found, another maple bites the dust. Amazing! The tree is vaporized. Only a shattered stump remains.
Oh my god, I'm covered with gunk. Icky, sticky, maple syrup-colored gunk. Ew! Ew.
From New England to British Columbia, forests are beginning to sound like a war zone as untapped, sap-packed maple trees go to meet their maker. The air is packed with sap. Our chopper is slathered with maple syrup. We're going down.
I'm poor now. Trees suck.
Honor Bright Insurance is going out of business and everything must go. Life insurance, car insurance, vision and dental coverage. We are clearing our warehouses and going away forever.
If you're going out of business, how do you honor the insurance?
Who knows? Do you even understand insurance?
Nope.
No one does. That's why we can make such amazing deals. And not just insurance. We're unloading our entire stock of Wi-Fi service, roadside assistance, retirement plans, pacemaker monitoring, security patrols, elder care, early childhood education, long-term orthodontia. We're getting rid of everything. So come on down to Honor Bright Insurance and please, somebody haul away all this coverage.
Warning, you're probably an idiot.
Come on, Brian. There's a place on the next block we could grab lunch. You know, our boss... Ah, shit. A big drop of water just fell on my head from out of nowhere. Crap.
I hate when that happens.
Well, you tell yourself it's from an air conditioner, but, you know, it's not the right time of year for that right now. You just gotta hope it's not pigeon piss or something.
Actually, it's usually human urine.
Uh-huh, yeah, right.
I'm quite serious. You were just struck by a drop of urine from a group of people called the Roof Homeless. They've chosen to live a life of ultimate freedom on the rooftops. And they are legion.
What? My mind is reeling. How could this be?
I'll come by your desk this evening at the end of work. I have something to show you.
Brian, Why have we come all the way up here? I don't think we're allowed.
I'm taking you to where the phrase not allowed is meaningless, Vivian. I'm taking you out on the roof. This way.
Okay. It looks like it's just a roof.
It's okay, everyone. It's me, Brian. And this is Vivian. She's friendly.
Hello, Vivian.
Oh, you startled me.
I'm the one who should be startled. We don't get many visitors here in the realms of the roof homeless.
Yeah. What's this all about?
Lucian is one of our engineers. He maintains the urine drip system for this rooftop, just like the one that dripped on you earlier today, several blocks from here.
Each rooftop encampment has its own urine drip apparatus. In a nutshell, we roof homeless can't just urinate off the rooftops without attracting attention, but we can't pee on the roofs themselves without fouling our own living area.
So engineers like Lucian have designed reservoirs to hold the urine and liquefy the feces. Then, using an elaborate system of tubes and timers, the waste is gradually dripped onto the streets below, drop by drop.
The groundlings, that's what we call the surface dwellers like yourself, Vivian, are none the wiser, and the chances of contagion are minimal.
But you are an engineer. Why are you homeless?
The roof homeless are here by choice. We want the freedom of the roof homeless lifestyle. We joke that we like to be above it all. We're on top of buildings all over the city, and in every city in the world.
There are even roof homeless in smaller towns and rural areas, anywhere there are three-story buildings or greater.
But by day, we work regular jobs among the groundlings in every imaginable capacity.
That's right, Vivian. The roof homeless are engineers, dentists, lawyers. Why, some of them even work in advertising, just like you. And me.
God, I hope nobody at our agency is roof homeless. Oh my God. Brian, you didn't mean.
Yes, Vivian, I'm roof homeless. And I'm more blessed than you can imagine.
So that's why you never invited me to your place. Huh.
Well, I have tonight. Welcome. Oh, and look who's here. Hi, Amy.
Hey, Brian. Hello, Vivian. Nice to meet you.
Oh my God! You look just like the actress Amy Adams!
Ha ha. That's because I am Amy Adams. It's not easy hiding my roof homelessness when my every move is fodder for social media. But for me, it's worth it. Up here, I'm truly happy.
My eyes are open to a whole new world of wonder. Wait a second. That guy actually looks like a regular homeless person.
Hey, give me a dollar.
I don't have any change, I'm sorry.
Fuck you, bitch, next time. Carry some quarters.
That's Prince Sebastian. He's the king of the roof homeless, our leader, and the one who makes all the important decisions.
Wait, you're all perfectly normal, successful people, but your leader is a disgusting, crazy person? Why are you ruled by the worst person here?
Answer me this, Vivian. Who is President of the United States?
Ah, I see. Good point.
We roof homeless are subject to the same mistakes that you make. We just do it on the roofs.
Thank you all for allowing me to see your wonderful world. I had no idea such a thriving society existed above our very heads.
Thank you, Vivian. Just promise to keep this world secret.
But the next time you get hit with a drop of what you think is melted snow or air conditioner condensation, remember me and all the work I'm doing with the urine of the roof homeless.
I sure will, Lucian. Thank you so much.
And look for me, Amy Adams, as Lois Lane in Justice League, available March 13th on DVD and Blu-ray.
This program has been brought to you by London Fog Rain Gear. Because it's really pee!
Yeah. Sit in. sitting down for lunch.
What?
Got cheese, black beans, no pinto.
No pinto.
Burrito looks so good that I'm gonna take a photo.
Snap it.
Post it to the gram.
Yeah.
My favorite filter, Juno.
You know.
No rush to repose. That's why I savor it. Twitter, you know.
Camera wants to be out, so I frame. What?
Photos are taken, Nisa Neil.
What?
Post these pictures online just for me.
What?
I don't even care if you don't see them.
What?
I don't care about likes.
Don't need them.
I don't care about likes. Boomerangs of my baby.
What?
Doesn't walk, but he toddles. Take fair share of selfies, dozen stalks of Instagram models.
Yeah.
I post all the time, don't you see it?
What?
Hashtag pound sign when I mean it.
What?
Edit drafts and then I complete it.
What?
Good post, why don't you read it?
What?
Prime posting shit every day, all the time. I'm toasting drinks, Cabernet, that's French wine. Quit put assault and they are all mine. Retweet Oswald and post shit on Vine. I don't care about likes.
Don't need them.
I don't care about likes. 200 followers is what I see ya.
What?
Pet pics get a retweeter.
What?
Steal a Russian cat named Sophia.
What?
Would that count as a Crimea?
What?
Please give me tips on how to proceed. This is me begging or call it a plea. A bit more attention is all that I need. I just want the people to look at my feed. I don't care about likes, but I actually do. I don't care about likes, but I do. But I really, really do. So, like, just please follow me on social media, okay? And, like, if you don't want to like a picture, that's fine. Just don't write, like, a mean comment because that hurts my feelings. You know, I'm a human being, so I still have feelings, okay? So just follow me. Oh, and let me give you my usernames on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. That way you can follow me. Okay, so if you got a pen and...
Hello, and welcome to Hannity. I'm Sean Hannity. We have a special guest on our show today, one the media never wants to hear from, the third horseman of the apocalypse, famine.
Sean, I just want to start by saying I have a plan to save the U.S. billions and billions of dollars in the coming year by reforming the food stamp program.
You mean SNAP? Now that's something you'll never hear liberal Hillary Clinton talk about.
The U.S. needs to replace SNAP with what we'll call the America's Harvest Box.
That sounds a lot like those fancy blue apron boxes that liberals like.
It is like that. Only better. It's my special recipe for American prosperity. A Reagan-style economic explosion right in your mouth.
A Reagan-style economic explosion? I love it!
MAGA is delicious, Sean. We start by replacing fresh vegetables with ketchup.
We here at Fox recently did a story about how ketchup is the only food found in nature that provides all the essential vitamins and minerals the human body needs. You're not gonna hear that on CNN.
That's right. Ketchup is so nutritious, we're partnering with Dollar Tree stores nationwide to replace every family's monthly SNAP benefit with an America's Harvest box of U.S.-made ketchup.
The American people are really going to feel the benefit of that.
The real benefit is that it's going to fulfill the Revelations prophecy and bring back Jesus.
That's great, Famine, but what has Barack Hussein Obama done to help bring back Jesus?
Nothing, Sean. Nothing.
That must make you and every other hard-working supernatural biblical being angry. You're out there working to bring back Jesus Christ while Obama is out there doing nothing.
It does make me angry, Sean, and that's why I'm proposing an America's Harvest box of ketchup for everyone. With the money we save, we'll be able to replace all Americans' diets with pure, delicious, and nutritious ketchup.
An American Harvest box for everyone. Truly doing God's work, Famine.
I'm glad you recognize that. But we need to make sure the ketchup we're distributing is just ketchup. Those damn libtards think it's okay to add curry to it.
Or God forbid, avocado.
Exactly. Ketchup is perfect as God intended it to be. Just tomatoes and high fructose corn syrup. When will those liberals learn?
They never will. Famine, what an honor to have you on our show. America, let's make ketchup great again. We'll see you next time on Hannity.
Florida's Stand Your Ground law was supposed to ensure that ordinary citizens could fully defend themselves without fear of arrest or trial. Now, police officers accused of using excessive force, shooting unarmed citizens, for example, are claiming the law's protection. Cops in the 24 other states with Stand Your Ground laws are watching the cases closely.
754.
Hola, officer. You know where is hospital?
Get the fuck away from me! On your knees, motherfucker! Hands behind your head!
Okay, okay. You hold baby, okay?
Drop that weapon!
It's not weapon, it's me niña!
Drop it! Drop it!
Jesus! You killed that woman and her baby!
Kid had a gun-shaped protuberance in her pocket!
That's his diaper!
Officer under fire!
Only you have a gun!
I'm standing my ground.
That's for us, not you, fool!
Oh, yeah? I may use deadly force if I reasonably believe it is necessary to prevent harm or death. Okay?
Bullshit.
All doctors. Oh, Sarge. I was so scared. So fucking scared.
There, there, kiddo. It's okay now. You're gonna be fine. Just got a little boo-boo on your trigger finger.
Hey, Sarge. Am I in trouble?
Kidding. You played it by the book. It's all on the body cam. You're a fucking hero. Now you catch some Z's, okay?
Thanks, Sarge.
That's what I'm here for, kiddo. Want a juice box?
We are now hearing the case of the defendant, Henry Judge, being tried for armed robbery against the state. All rise for the Honorable Bailiff Judge.
You may be seated. Now, just as we have gone through every day since this trial started, everyone's last name just so happens to be job titles in the courtroom. That's Bailiff Prosecution.
Hello.
He's Defendant Judge.
Yes, sir.
There's Prosecution Witness.
Your Honor.
He's Witness Defendant.
Hi there.
And that's Defense Defense.
Mine's easy.
Shut up, Defense Defense. He decided to become a defense attorney just because of his name. Now, I'm Judge Bailiff, and let's get started. Prosecution Witness, you may approach the bench.
Yes.
Okay.
No, what are you doing?
You asked me to come up.
I asked the Prosecution Witness to come up, not the Witness Defendant.
Huh?
Look, Prosecution Witness, you stay up here and ask questions of Defendant Judge.
Okay. How are you doing today, Your Honor?
No, him, Defendant Judge, not me, Judge Bailiff.
Yes, Your Honor?
No, you ask questions of Defendant Judge. He's the one on trial.
Wait, I'm on trial? What did I do?
Oh, my God, no. You're the witness defendant. I'll have you come up and give your side of the story in a bit, but right now, the defendant judge is up there.
Excuse me, can you move so I can sit in your seat?
What on earth are you doing?
You said the defendant was the judge, and that's me.
Why would I ask you to be judge? You're on trial, Mr. Judge. Get him down, Bailiff Prosecution.
Yes, Your Honor.
No! Order! Order in this courtroom! Now, I'm all turned upside down. You there, read back what I said so far.
You mean me, Terry, the stenographer?
Yes, yes. I remember, you're the only person without a confusing name.
You said, this is the case of the defendant, Henry Judge, and everyone's names are Bailiff, Prosecution, Defendant Judge, Prosecution Witness, Witness Defendant, Defense Defense, and Judge Bailiff. Will Prosecution Witness approach the bench, not the Witness Defendant? Shut up, Defense Defense. Then you asked Prosecution Witness to ask questions of Defendant Judge, not you, Judge Bailiff, and not Witness Defendant. Read back what I said so far. Yes, I remember you're the only person without a confusing name.
Great, everybody got that?
Nope.
Look, it's real easy. I'm Judge Bailiff because my name is Kelly Bailiff, but I'm also a judge. He's the bailiff, Mr. Frank Prosecution.
Hello?
But the prosecution is Morgan Witness, and the witness is Casey Defendant, and we're all here for the trial of Defendant Alex Judge, okay?
You forgot about me!
Yes, and defense. Okay, now let's please continue this case.
Hey, my name is Witness Judge Bailiff, Defense Defendant Prosecution. And that man is guilty!
We will take a recess.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Daisy Hobbs, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Keith Saltahanes, Tony Hindra, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Samantha Gerwitz, Barry Lank, Sean Ari Leher, James Mount, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Rachel Rauch, Andrew Danish, Candice Martellera, Antu Shell, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, and Leslie Shapira. The Final Edition Radio Hour is written by Kit Lively, Samantha Gerwitz, Candice Martellero, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Tony Hindra, Rob Gordon, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, James Mount, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Leslie Shapira, Melinda Hughes, Jeremy Rayburn, Steve Rosenfield, and Peter Kleinman. The Final Edition Radio Hour is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition Radio Hour, copyright 2014.